down.
Now let's get it all in perspective. I tend to be overly selective about the type of cause I can get with my time, who I break bread with. Yet his grace welcomed me with no rejecting, expecting I'm never good enough. He grabbed that thought, shook it up in order that gifts he'd given could erupt into a praise full of sincerity that betters me to never be readily replacing him with effigies of what my life should be or whom I should give lordship. Words my tongue comes forth with, love I should have for his creation beloved, both distant and near. Call on his name and he'll in an instant appear. Not like a genie, but designer of your genome, called me home to be rested in his ever-present presence. And that right there is the essence of the blessing. One body we're connecting to represent his message. Thank you,
break,
Jesus.
Break, Jesus. Break it down. 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 Break it down.
Even in quarantine, the sports swing. Sat offensive with the pen to keep the form clean. Never number tried to run from the war scene, because morphine only makes more fiends. Saints in the field, New Orleans. Prayers back in style, look at all of the torn jeans. I never know what the norm means. All I know is following your dreams. Hey yo, my future is foreseen, so I don't have to worry, it's already a sure thing. Just as sure as the water the shore brings, so keep doing your thing with more of the aura the Lord bring. Could've went left, but I took a right. Christ wrote my name in bubble letters in the book of life. Hope it used cope letters, that would look nice. Some won't expect to see me, they may have to look twice.
No two ways about it. Time to climb to the rooftops and shout it. Time to ditch pride, gotta always stay grounded. Here's a list of blessings for anybody that doubts it. Protected at birth, no disability. Developed physically and quickly attained agility. Gained the full range of my mental facilities. Parents stayed together and modeled gentle civility. Private education and opportunity. Guidance from godly parents were nothing new to me. Surrounded by sound doctrine and unity. But most importantly, God granted me full immunity. I was a sinful man and I still am. All of my good deeds wouldn't fill a tin can. God saw my evil and still extended his hand. So to take the credit for my life would be a big sham.